Good morning, LaPorte Outreach Family Church. It is Wednesday morning. How many of you are waking up excited about the day? And if you're not, I hope you're making a choice to get excited about the day, because we all know there are days you wake up and you don't feel very excited, that your sleep time is over and it's time to get going, but it's a choice. So this past Sunday on May 24th was Pentecost, and I even know Pastor D had touched on that, and I just want to remind us, what was Pentecost? That was actually the day when the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, and it's 50 days after Easter is what marks the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. I want us to take a brief look here at Acts 2:1. And I want to pull out a couple words here. It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And the two words I want us to focus on this morning and this weekend are the words one accord. We know the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and we know that it says in verse 2, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Remember, they were sitting in one accord. And then appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is the day they'd been waiting for. And it's important to note that they were in one accord. They didn't just show up, come in, grab their seat. They'd been waiting, and they were all in one accord. I want us to focus on these two words. Now look at this, in one accord. Go ahead and look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. It says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now there's a big, big key that we need to look here. We saw that it said in one accord in Acts 2, and now in Ephesians 4, we're seeing it says endeavoring to keep the unity. If we're told to keep the unity, that's a very good indication that we could lose the unity. We're not told to keep something unless there's a potential of losing something. So we need to make sure we are walking in love. We are extending the grace that's been extended to us so that we can keep this unity. And look at the rest of it, of the Spirit in the bond of peace. When we are walking in unity, we are walking in peace. Now, what I want to say is it's important for us, if we as a body, a church body, a church family, if we're going to fulfill what God's called this body, this particular church to do, we have got to step into an area of unity. We have to endeavor to keep the unity. And I think this is something the Lord is calling us to do on a greater level. I think we do a good job, but I think we can do a better job. We're going to step up our ability to walk in love and to be unified as a body. One of the things I heard, we weren't there this past weekend, but I listened to the message that Pastor D shared Sunday as we were driving home from Iowa. One of the things he said at the end of his message was, the enemy cuts a vision by giving you division. Division, okay? Division. And I'm going to give you a play on that word this weekend, so make sure you come, because I'm not going to give it to you on the live cast. But do we want the enemy to cut the vision of LaPorte Outreach Church? To cut the vision by putting us into division? How can that be? Division can come in many, many forms. We can get angry with someone. We can be jealous. We can just not be happy with how other people things do, because we think our way is the right way and the only way. Now, when we think about this, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Remember, that's Ephesians 4:3. It's not just in the church. This is also in our homes. We have to endeavor to keep unity in our homes. Endeavor to keep unity in our jobs. The first place that unity starts really is in our home, and then in our church home, and then we carry it out into the world. So one more time, I want to read to you the quote Pastor D said, the enemy cuts a vision by giving you division. D-I-V-I-S-I-O-N, division. So I want you to think about that this morning. Ask yourself, is there anywhere that I am harboring a lack of unity? Am I harboring division among the brethren anywhere in my life? And if I struggle with that, this is something God is calling me to step up in and start walking in unity. Now, it's not going to be a hard message. It's going to be a great message. So join us this weekend and come and see how we can all stand in unity. Because you know what? United we stand, divided we fall.